Johannesburg. Over 20 billion rand is lost to fraud, waste and abuse in South Africa's medical schemes each year. A national anti-corruption strategy has been launched to investigate maladministration, malpractice and corruption as the country gears up for the launch of the National Health Insurance. The Board of Healthcare Funders and the Council for Medical Schemes have held a briefing to look at the role the private sector will play in rolling out the NHI. Thabile Mbele reports.
The Board of Healthcare Funders and the Council for Medical Schemes have committed to playing a significant role in the implementation of universal coverage under the National Health Insurance, or NHI. The new health system is currently being piloted in 11 districts across the country. The NHI is a healthcare system aimed at providing health coverage to all South Africans, regardless of their social status. Dr. Clarence Meany, the chairperson of the Council for Medical Schemes, says they've established units that will deal with health technology assessments and anti-fraud strategies to respond to challenges facing the sector.
Between 10 and 15% of the money we collect from schemes goes towards fraud, waste and abuse. And we think the estimate has been about 20 billion rand goes towards fraud. And we were very worried. And that directly contributes to escalating healthcare costs, because if money is siphoned out, the people, the members themselves end up paying more because of the money that has been siphoned out by illegal means.
Questions about the funding of the NHI, as well as the existence and relevance of medical aid schemes under the National Health Insurance, dominate each time the NHI issue is raised. There's talk of consolidating smaller schemes with less than 6,000 members into bigger medical schemes. So in the end, there'll be fewer medical aids with larger memberships. The Board of Healthcare Funders Chairperson Dr. Ali Hamdulay says fraud, corruption and waste hits hard on the consumer's pocket.
It does influence and affect affordability. In terms of fraud, we have to have a very serious zero tolerance approach to fraud, and we are confident that there are mechanisms in place. There has been significant investment in technical capabilities to identify fraud. The waste and abuse part does take more complex methodologies and capabilities, and those are available in the private sector. Those fraud, waste and abuse experiences are being dealt with, but there is lots more that we can do.
Advocate Andy Mutibi, the chief executive and head of the Special Investigating Unit, says contrary to common belief, they are not only focusing on investigating corruption in the public sector, the private sector is also under scrutiny.
We can play a part in assisting government to implement the NHI effectively. We would like to ensure that we work with government to identify all of those measures that can be put in place so that we minimize or mitigate maladministration, malpractice and any corruption that can really manifest itself in that space.
The Council for Medical Schemes says there are a number of entities currently operating in different parts of the country that do not comply with the Medical Schemes Act. These will be investigated prior to the launch of the NHI. I'm Thabile Mbele in Johannesburg.